This is the Music History Today podcast for April 25th. On today's show, the New York Dolls break up and Michael Bolton loses a lawsuit. First up, though, on this date in 1896, a fire broke out in a dance hall in Cripple Creek, Colorado. In 1955, the United Nations Commission on Narcotics said that there was, quote, definite connection between increased marijuana smoking and that form of entertainment known as bebop and rebop, end quote. In 1960, Eddie Cochran's funeral took place. In 1970, James Brown recorded the song Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine. In 1975, the New York Dolls broke up. Also in 1975, the Alice Cooper television special Alice Cooper the Nightmare premiered. In 1981, Denny Lane left the group Wings. In 1990, Jimi Hendrix's guitar that he played the national anthem on at Woodstock sold at an auction for $295,000. In 1994, a jury ordered Michael Bolton to pay the Isley Brothers $5.4 million for copyright infringement because they said Michael's song, Love is a Wonderful Thing, sounded a little too much like the Isley Brothers' 1966 song of the same title. In 2018, Kanye West tweeted his love for his Dragon Energy brother, then-President Donald Trump. My, how times have changed for the both of them. Anyway, in classical music, in 1926, Giacomo Puccini premiered the opera Turandot. In theater, in 1896, the musical The Geisha opened in London, England. In 1956, Noel Coward premiered his musical South Sea Bubble. In 1968, the musical Half a Sixpence opened on Broadway. In 1985, the Roger Miller musical Big River opened on Broadway. In 1991, the musical Secret Garden opened on Broadway and the musical Grand Hotel closed on Broadway. In 1993, the musical Blood Brothers opened on Broadway and in 1996, the musical Bring In the Noise, Bring In the Funk opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 25th, in 1990, Clint Black, Kathy Mattea, and George Strait were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 25th include in 1969 when the Moody Blues released On the Threshold of a Dream. In 1975, the Doobie Brothers released Stampede. In 1977, 10cc released Deceptive Bends. In 1979, Donna Summer released Bad Girls. In 1980, Black Sabbath released Heaven and Hell. In 1985, Exodus released Bonded by Blood. In 1988, Soul Asylum released Hang Time. In 1994, Blur released Park Life and David Bowie released Santa Monica in 1972. In 1995, Bob Dylan released his MTV Unplugged album, King Crimson released Thrack, and Little Feat released Ain't Had Enough Fun. In 1996, Parliament released Live 1976-93. In 2000, Papa Roach released Infest. Neil Young released Silver and Gold, Donovan released Summer Day Reflection Songs, and Tony Braxton released The Heat. In 2002, the Goo Goo Dolls released Gutter Flower. In 2005, the Goo Goo Dolls released Let Love In. In 2006, Rush released Gold. And in 2006, same day, Bruce Springsteen released his tribute album to Pete Seeger, We Shall Overcome the Seeger Sessions. Singles that were released on April 25th include in 1955 when Elvis Presley released Baby Let's Play House. In 1969, Junior Walker and the All-Stars released What Does It Take to Win Your Love. In 1970, Freda Payne released Band of Gold and The Who released The Seeker. In 1973, Van Morrison released Warm Love. In 1974, Steely Dan released Ricky Don't Lose That Number. In 1988, Madonna released Spotlight. In 2000, Pearl Jam released Nothing As It Seems. And in 2018, Harvey and Malu Trevejo released Hasta Luego. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 25th include jazz legend, the iconic Miss Ella Fitzgerald, blues great Albert King, songwriting great Jerry Lieber, folk singer Wiz Jones, singer Tony Christie, Stu Cook of Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bjorn Ulvaeus of ABBA, Michael Brown of The Left Banke, Steve Ferroni of The Average White Band, and also Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, singer Linda Womack, Fish of Marillion, Brian Tatler of Diamond Head, Paul Baloof of Exodus, Andy Bell of Erasure, jazz saxophonist Willis Gator Jackson, Michael Kogel of Los Bravos, Ronnie Gilbert of the Blues Magoos, David Sykes of Boston, Eric Avery of Jane's Addiction, singer Matthew West, folk singer Maggie Rogers, rapper Jay Park, singer Sam Fender, rapper Mani, singer Kim Young-kook of Turbo, singer Shiloh, and singer Arich Singh. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 25th include organist and composer Heinrich Poppe, who passed away in 1663 at the age of 53. Composer Johann Beckmann passed away in 1792 at the age of 54. Composer Luigi Tomasini passed away in 1808 at the age of 66. Composer John Payne passed away in 1906 at the age of 67. Composer Nicola Arienzo passed away in 1915 at the age of 72. Composer George Stefanescu passed away in 1925 at the age of 81. Composer John Foulds passed away in 1939 from cholera at the age of 58. Composer Jerzy Fittelberg passed away in 1951 at the age of 47. Composer Ilmari Krohn passed away in 1960 at the age of 92. Harpsichordist and organist Max Drichner passed away in 1971 at the age of 80. The Doors' lead singer, Jim Morrison's girlfriend, Pam Corson, passed away from a heroin overdose in 1974 at the age of 27. Singer Mike Brandt committed suicide in 1975 at the age of 28. Composer Boris Kremenliev passed away in 1988 at the age of 76. Singer-songwriter Carolyn Franklin, who was also Aretha Franklin's sister, passed away from cancer in 1988 at the age of 43. Jazz saxophonist and actor Dexter Gordon passed away from kidney failure in 1990 at the age of 67. Guitarist and singer Brian McLeod of the group Chilliwack passed away from cancer in 1992 at the age of 39. Musician Yutaka Ozaki passed away from a pulmonary edema in 1992 at the age of 26. The legend, the singer, the actress, and dancer extraordinaire who always did it backwards and in heels to Fred Astaire, Miss Ginger Rogers, passed away in 1995 at the age of 83. Keyboardist and singer Roger Troutman of the group Zapp was killed by his brother in a murder-suicide in 1999 at the age of 47. Composer and pianist Niels Benson passed away in 2000 at the age of 80. Rapper Lisa Left Eye Lopes of the group TLC passed away in a car accident in 2002 at the age of 30. Singer-songwriter Bobby Pickett, who did the song The Monster Mash, passed away from leukemia in 2007 at the age of 69. The host of the BBC Two radio show The Best of Jazz from 1967 to 2007 and the BBC Four radio show, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue, from 1972 to 2008 Jazz trumpet player Humphrey Littleton passed away in 2008 at the age of 86. Singer and actress Bea Arthur of Maude and the Golden Girls fame passed away in 2009 at the age of 86. Opera singer Mei Baojue passed away in 2016 at the age of 82. Classical music singer Rahan Mishra passed away from COVID-19 in 2021 at the age of 69. Calypso singer, actor, and social justice icon Mr. Harry Belafonte passed away in 2023 at the age of 96. And singer and comedian Paul Van Vliet passed away in 2023 at the age of 87. Next time on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 26th, when in 1977, the legendary disco nightclub Studio 54 opened in Manhattan, New York.